Exclusive. Case PAC urges Biden admin to recognize IRA working definition of anti-Semitism. By Joshua Klein on May 22, 2023. A PAC aimed at fighting anti-Semitism is strongly urging President Joe Biden to adopt the widely accepted definition of anti-Semitism in the face of left-wing progressives who reject the definition, accusing it of overreaching by labeling certain criticisms of Israel as manifestations of Jew hatred. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Monday, Case PAC's Combat Anti-Semitism Everywhere, newly appointed Executive Director Brian E. Lieb called on the president to move forward with embracing the widely recognized IRA, International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, working definition of anti-Semitism throughout all U.S. federal government agencies. The demand comes as the White House is expected to release its National Strategy on Combating Anti-Semitism later this month. Citing Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who stated in 2021 that the Biden administration enthusiastically embraces the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism, Lieb called on Biden to not allow fringe, extremist groups such as J Street, the New Israel Fund and members of Congress such as Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to influence his judgment against the overwhelming consensus of the Jewish American community on this matter. He noted that mainstream Jewish groups of all stripes, including both Democrats and Republicans from the Reform, Conservative, and Orthodox denominations, overwhelmingly support the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism as the gold standard for identifying anti-Semitism in its various contemporary manifestations. With Case PAC strongly urging the Biden administration to embrace IRA, Lieb vowed the group will also be urging the Jewish community in America to demand congressional candidates and members of Congress embrace the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism. If the Biden administration does not embrace IRA, they are sending an alarming message to the Jewish community in America, he warned, one that American Jews will not soon forget. Case PAC, the only federal political action committee in the U.S. dedicated exclusively to combating anti-Semitism everywhere, named Lieb, a well-known TV commentator and foreign policy expert, head on Thursday. I am thrilled to join the Case PAC team to take the fight directly to anyone in federal politics that traffics in any form anti-Semitism. We will be playing offense, not prevent defense. We will use all resources at our disposal to support incumbents and candidates who join us in fighting back against the dangerous rise of anti-Semitism. There is no place in American politics for anti-Jewish and anti-Israel rhetoric, he announced. The matter comes as over 550 rabbis called for the Biden administration's anticipated national strategy on combating anti-Semitism to include what is becoming the standard definition of anti-Jewish hate, as progressive groups reject the definition, claiming it stifles legitimate criticism of Israel. The IRA document defines anti-Semitism as a certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and/or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities, it continues. Among nearly a dozen provided examples of such anti-Semitism, the document lists applying double standards to the Jewish state and denying the Jewish people the right to self-determination. For example, by claiming that the existence of a state of Israel is a racist endeavor. Though the working definition has been endorsed by past administrations of both parties and President Donald Trump previously signed an executive order instructing the Education Department to consider it when weighing civil rights complaints concerning Jews, progressive groups are opposing it. A White House official said the current administration's strategy to fight anti-Semitism will address increasing awareness and understanding of both anti-Semitism and Jewish American heritage, improving safety and security for Jewish communities, reversing the normalization of anti-Semitism and addressing anti-Semitic discrimination, and building coalitions across all communities to fight hate. On Tuesday, at a White House reception celebrating Jewish American Heritage Month, President Biden called this strategy the most ambitious, comprehensive effort in our history to combat anti-Semitism in America. The matter comes as the number of recorded anti-Semitic incidents has reached a record high under President Biden's administration, despite campaigning on stopping the rise of extremism. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.